Time now for the birthday scam. Going to call up Robert, who this is kind of a combination of homeowners slash biker scam. He's got a bike parked right out like on in front of his house on the lawn or on his private walk, and it just stays there all the time. And he's had run-ins with the homeowners, and he's very argumentative. Perfect.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Robert, hi. How you doing? This is Doug Harris calling from the Neighborhood Association.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to get a minute of your time and talk to you about a couple issues.
All right.
I guess a couple of people have complained about, have you been parking your bike there on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Well, can we get you to maybe put that away, park it someplace else?
There's nothing in the covenants about where I can put my motorcycle. This is on my sidewalk, not on the public sidewalk. Where would you have me put it?
Is there any way you can put it on the side or in the back or just move it so it's not such an eyesore?
First of all, I would like to know who's complaining.
Well, you know, a number of people, and I've just been selected to call and just talk to you about these issues.
Well, you can talk to me about them, but I don't see the bike moving.
How hard is it just to, lift the stand, walk it over to another spot so it's not just...
It's 800 pounds. Mm-hmm. The bike is worth $20,000-some-odd.
Right.
That's the most secure place that I can put it.
The handlebars, I went by there, the handlebars are rusting on it. If it were worth that much, it seems like you'd get those fixed.
Well, you know, you're being awfully argumentative.
I'm not.
The handlebars are rusting.
Right.
As a result of the water treatment plant next door. I can't put anything in my backyard without it rusting.
Now,
this bike has sat there for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
Today I'm getting a complaint.
Now, the other issue is, what is that in your driveway? It looks like an old red car that doesn't run.
It's a Porsche 928.
Yeah, whatever.
It runs like a... Excuse me?
Well, I didn't know if it was operational or not. It just looked like
Excuse
it had been dumped
me.
There.
Yeah. Your tone... Your demeanor and your words.
What?
You call me back at another day.
No, well, actually, I'm only need another moment of your time.
No, you don't.
I want you to move the bike. Hello. This isn't over.
Hello.
Did you hang up on me, schmuck?
All right. That's going nowhere. I'll call as the neighbor now. You wanted to know who the neighbor was. I'll be the neighbor.
Hello?
Is this Robert?
Who's this?
This is Steve Phillips. I'm a neighbor of yours.
Yeah.
And I was just talking with a fellow from the association. He said you were interested in finding out that I had called a complaint in on you.
Well, that's fine, but I definitely don't need somebody calling me up and calling me a schmuck.
Would Schmeckelhead have been better?
If you're being humorous, we can speak to an attorney.
Why don't we speak to your sister?
What are you talking about?
The one who phoned in the birthday scam on you?
What birthday scam?
The one on the Dean and Raj radio show?
Lacey?
Wanted us to call you and play a little practical joke on you?
Why would your sister do this to you?
She's a perverted bitch.
Oh, come on, no.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. And it's hockey again, Dean. Can
How?
You believe it?
What?
Well, the NHL introduced the new hockey team to Vegas Wednesday night.
Oh.
What a perfect place for hockey in a city where the temperature was 117 degrees. Anyway, the annual NHL award show was also held, and it took a turn for the awkward when Hockey Hall of Famer Marcel Dion shared the stage with 23-year-old U.S. gold medal winning gymnast Ali Raisman.
I'm on stage with one of the old greats, Marcel Dion.
Thank you. And I am excited to be on stage with three-time Olympic gold medalist. Look at those legs.
Wow. And as you would expect, there's a battle raging in social media today about the political correctness of that statement. All right, first of all, she called him old. So there's some old age shaming there. Secondly, she not only posed for Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, she also posed nude for ESPN magazine.
Oh.
I doubt she was offended. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Right
hey,
here.
Roy. Broadcasting to thousands of Houstonians.
Yep.
and entertaining about 8.
Come on.
Well, I ain't got time to waste on you losers.
Okay.
I'm setting up my fireworks stand right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which consists of the back of my truck and a lawn chair. Yeah. I also got puppies for sale.
Of course.
Old Blue had another litter.
Again?
Old Blue.
Yeah, Old Blue the fourth. I've had 3 of them, you know. Actually, I got the best selection I've ever had at fireworks this year.
Yeah.
I want people to come outside the city limits and check it out. I'm just a little cranky this morning, fellas.
I guess.
Ethel's got me on a high-fiber diet.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, to keep me regular.
Right.
The good news is it's working.
Okay.
Great.
I go number 1 at about 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And number 2 at 6.
All right.
And the bad news is I don't wake up till 6:30. Later.
Now, let's give away Mellencamp tickets.
Mellencamp. In town tonight, Sugarland Smart Financial Center.
Who goes first? Paul's on the line. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Want to go see Mellencamp?
Yes, sir.
All right. All you have to do is identify the animal that is passing gas.
Here it comes. What is that?
Is that a goose?
It is not a goose.
Although they're very active, because I'm constantly in my neighborhood, I have to watch where I walk.
Yeah. But that would be a very big goose, it sounds like.
Well, we don't know if it's been amplified, I suppose. It's hard to tell from the listener's standpoint.
Ralph, how are you?
What's up, Dean Rod?
Hey, where you been, Ralph? I thought you moved.
No, I was working out of town, California, then Memphis. Mm-hmm. But I'm home.
All right, welcome back. What's the animal?
Can I ask a yes or no question?
No, Ralph, you know.
The animal is not dead.
Look, that was one right there, and you said no, so I could, see?
Damn you.
Okay, it's either domestic or exotic, so it's either an elephant or a horse.
We need an answer here, Ralph.
Okay, horse.
It is not,
not
a horse.
A horse.
To Ron.
Yes.
What is it?
I'm going to guess a giraffe.
It is not a giraffe.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Let me play it again.
All right.
Yeah. What is that?
That's a laughing hyena.
Not a laughing hyena, but interesting. Might explain why they laugh so much.
Jared.
Yes, sir.
What is the farting animal?
Cow?
Not a cow.
Not a cow. Although they're very...
They are gassy.
They're very methy.
And Glenn's on the line for the Mellencamp tickets. Glenn.
Oh, yes. I think it's a hippopotamus.
Oh, you're getting closer. No, it's not
right.
Oh, thank you.
They usually do it underwater. All you see are bubbles.
Phil.
Yes.
What is the animal?
I think it's a raccoon.
Oh, no, it's not a raccoon.
Going the wrong way there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Going the wrong way on the animal scale.
Tina.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What is it?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm driving hands-free.
Okay.
Okay, I got a clue that it was kind of underwater.
No, it is not. Well, the water isn't relevant whatsoever.
Okay, then I'm just going to guess a horsey.
It's not a horse.
Okay,
thank you. When is she driving hands-free or talking on the phone
she's
hands-free?
Scared me here. I think everything's hands-free.
You got to be on the steering wheel.
Yeah. Efren.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Let me play it again.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Is that a lion?
Nope.
Not a lion.
About to shut this down.
I thought it would go with in. We were close so many times.
Super Vic.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Is it a peacock?
Peacock.
Oh, because we were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
But no.
It is not.
No. Well, hell.
Dennis.
Yeah.
What is the farting animal?
It's a rhino.
Oh,
you're
close. We're back into the right arena again. Kind of.
Howard, what is that?
That's an elephant.
It is an elephant, yes. The farting elephant.
All right.
Yeah, go on YouTube. There are all kinds of them. Now, you're going to Mellon Camp tonight. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Right on. You have a great day.
Dead. Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead. They're all dead.
One specific person who's passed away in our envelope now. It's a man. That's all we know. You can ask one yes or no question to try to figure it out. Let's bring in our first player. It's Steven on the line. Hello, Steven. How are you?
Just fine. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. We're going to be playing, by the way, for the Freedom Over Texas tickets. What is your question, sir?
Was he an entertainer?
Yes, he was an entertainer.
Wow.
Guy Clark.
Is it?
Guy? Who?
Clark.
No.
Wasn't he a guitarist?
Guitarist, exactly.
Yeah. No, not Guy Clark. Thanks.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Was he a musician?
No, not a musician.
Okay, tangentially related then, about the Fox News chief, Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes from Fox News is not in the envelope.
Thank you.
713-343-1075 if you want to play Dead Guy today. Go to Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually on 45 heading into downtown.
And is it raining?
It is barely raining.
Okay. Yeah, we're running into a lot of that this morning. All right, let's get back to the game. Go ahead.
Is he an actor?
No, not an actor.
Go Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
The Bambino. No.
To Lupe. Hello, Lupe.
Hello, guys.
Morning.
Let me recap for you. We have a dead entertainer. He was not in music, and he was not an actor.
Oh, mercy. Okay, did he die within the last year?
No.
He died more than a year ago.
I just go with Jake Van Patten.
No. All right.
Hello, Jeff.
Jake. Good morning.
Morning.
We have not found this man's area of entertainment. It's not music or acting. He died more than a year ago.
Was he in sports?
No, not in sports.
Jesus. Okay.
3 seconds.
Don't know. Sorry.
All right. All right. Did your best. Hello, Terrence.
Was he a comedian?
Yes.
Aha!
Was it Rodney Dangerfield?
Was it the recently... Well, Rodney's been a while, but not Rodney. I was thinking of somebody else.
Not Rodney Dangerfield, but you've helped out. Take a couple more. Hank.
Hank, we have a dead comedian.
Come on, Hank.
We can hear you breathing.
Don't do this. Hello, Paul. Yep. Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Is your question?
Was he in? Did he do anything for the military?
No.
Oh my God! I was gonna say Bob Hope.
Bob Hope, you're
Bob Hope. I see where you're going with that one.
No,
that's a good play.
Not Bob Hope. Who could it be? Dead guy in the envelope. It's a dead comedian who died more than a year ago.
We have a dead comedian. He died more than a year ago. I think those are the essential clues at this point.
And we've ruled out Bob Hope.
We've ruled out Bob Hope.
And Rodney Dangerfield.
Let
Mark.
The guessing continue.
Come in, Mark.
I'm going to just go. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
I'm just going to go with Mitch Hedberg.
How about you win? Mitch Hedberg is
no
the dead
way.
Guy
Come
in the envelope.
On.
The only Canadian comedian I knew.
He's the only what?
Canadian?
He's the only Canadian comedian I ever knew.
Did we ever even establish that?
No, we didn't establish that, and he's from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, that's almost the same thing. Frankly, it's kind of Canada.
But it doesn't matter how you mistakenly got to it. You are the winner. You will be going to the Freedom Over Texas celebration.
Yeah, Mitch born in St. Paul. He, of course, was kind of known for his one-time one-liner jokes.
He was a little like Stephen Wright to me. A
little bit.
Off
I thought funnier. Way funnier.
Really?
I thought Mitch was genius. He wrote my favorite joke of all time when he said, I used to smoke pot. I still do, but I used to too, which is logical. He died, of course, in 2005. Heroin and cocaine found in his system.
I was just listening to some of his old stuff.
Stephen Wright was more of like these weird observations. And Mitch Hedberg was, I don't know, had a
well,
little...
it's subjective, but I think, yes, of you course. Know, Stephen Wright was amazing as well. But let's listen to a little Mitch Hedberg back in the heyday.
I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, what the hell? Cut him up. I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a very scary piece of machinery. We will take the chicken, impale it, and then rotate it. And I'll be damned if I'm not hungry. Because spinning chicken carcasses make my mouth water.
It does, really.
If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see, like, turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Someone needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself.
He got his big break on Letterman, right?
Yeah, about 96. He kind of was touring Florida and Seattle and appeared on Letterman in 96, and that opened up the door. The next year he was on that 70s show. He made an appearance on there, and then he became more famous.
Okay, one more from Mitch Hedberg, our dead guy today. I'm surprised how quickly this went. It took less than 10 people.
Well, I thought because...
it's been a while.
Don Rickles passed recently, and we haven't done him. I thought people would go there. Or there was somebody else that we still haven't done. I thought they might go to. But no, it was Mitch.
You know, people think I'm into sports just because I'm a man. I'm not into sports. I mean, I like Gatorade, but that's about as far as it goes. And by the way, you don't have to be sweating and holding a basketball to enjoy a Gatorade. You could just be a thirsty dude. Gatorade forgets about this demographic. I'm thirsty for absolutely no reason. Other than the fact that liquid has not touched my lips for some time. Can I have a Gatorade too, or is that lightning bolt mean no? Yeah, I'm not into sports. If I had an athlete's foot, my first reaction would be, that's not my foot. I don't want to have my face on the cover of a Wheaties box. I want to have my face on the cover of a Rice Krispies box. Snap, crackle, Mitch, and pop. Hey, how the f*** did he do that? Hey, in Hollywood, it's all who you know, and I know crackle.
Weird.
All right. Hey, Mark, nice job. Yeah. Hang on the line. We're going to tell you what to do, all right?
Forgot Mark was still there. All right, we'll turn you over to Haas. Get your info.
Comedian Mitch Hedberg, our dead guy today.
What is this noise in the background that I'm hearing?
Oh, it's just some sort of...
Well, it's distracting.
A fight broke out at a xylophone concert.
Well, that'll happen. These xylophone players are badass.
What are they playing?
Sounds like AC, DC, Thunder.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck, AC/DC, yes.
I don't know.
I don't mind it.
This song is indestructible. We've heard it done many ways.
Right. I hear like a bass line coming up. Or what is that coming from?
Oh, there is an electric bass in there, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's not all xylophones.
Well, now I've lost interest.
It's not purely xylophone.
No, it's tainted. You had me at the xylophone.
These are kids, and I think this is good because I was in band. And
okay.
I think it's a good thing for kids to have musical training if they want.
Although many of today's artists, particularly in pop, and formats have no knowledge of music whatsoever.
No.